everything that has been pushed down has to come up because it can't come with us.
As we collectively awaken and grow and purge and expand and become aware of the world that we're living in, we have the opportunity to do something about it. I want to really just remind you that you have the power to change the world.
Know that when you're living from a place of love, you are already taken care of.
Lean on God, Source Creator. No matter what happens in this world, just know it's all happening for our highest good.
The times ahead, post this experience, are more beautiful than we can ever imagine.
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast. My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love. We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our journey while exploring the sacred realms of love, consciousness, relationships, spirituality, and all that they encompass.
The intention of this show is to help you consciously relate to yourself, others, and everything else in this universe. Together, we can embody a more intentional and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously. Through 8 years together, we have had the opportunity to overcome deep patterning and programming, as well as trauma related to mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and immense grief. After 6 years of experiencing these challenges with no knowledge on how to heal or love each other, we separated.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we formed our conscious partnership and have spent the last 2 years cultivating a divine union founded on unconditional love, devotion, and commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us and doing the work alongside us as we explore this beautiful world of love and consciousness to co-create a new world of love.
As you courageously walk this path, remember to have grace with yourself and know that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love.
Namaste and welcome back to the Loving Consciously podcast. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Today's going to be a little bit of a different episode where we are going to talk about the energetic and spiritual and even physical times that we find ourselves living through right now. Talk a little bit about what's to come and really just send some love and share some love and some grace because it has been a really intense month so far and we're only halfway through. We last came on here 10 days ago, and obviously we're a little bit late on doing our weekly episode. Last Thursday, when our episode was due, we were navigating some pretty intense detox symptoms, and I don't even think you had a voice. Neither of us were able to physically record. And so we are now able to do that, and we're coming on to come back and get back on schedule here. When we last recorded, we were in Albany. And since then, we've seen Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Montreal, and we are now in Boston. And we actually made a really big decision to settle down into Boston for 2 weeks. We are at the most beautiful state park southeast of the city, so we're not in the city. And it's like we're the only ones here. In our entire row, I think there's maybe one or two other campers. It's gorgeous. The leaves are falling. We have water and electric here. And so we are just sitting in the same spot for a few weeks to really ground. We're going to talk a lot about that today because that feels really important and vital right now with everything that we're going through individually, collectively, spiritually. Looking a little bit at where we are and like what is going on right now. No matter where you are in your journey or what you believe, we are all connected and we are all innately tapped into the energy, the vibe, the frequency of this world, if you will. And there's even things that we can track this with, like the Global Consciousness Project is a new thing that's entered my sphere. The Schumann's Resonance, which monitors the frequency of the Earth. It's kind of called Earth's heartbeat. We have the solar activity and monitoring our sun. Monitoring these things every day as I do, I, like many others, are seeing really big trends right now. We're going through a lot. And so no matter how you're tapped in or what you believe, we all feel this kind of, for me, I'll be honest, it feels like a sense of kind of the calm before the storm or this foreboding energy of what's to come for the rest of this year. And, you know, just being really general and blunt about it, we are living through really intense energetic times. Whatever you call it, awakening, ascension, we are collectively waking up. We are waking up to these systems that are not serving us. We are waking up to the things that have always been going on in the world, the war and the child trafficking. They're just now becoming visible. We are no longer, you know, ignoring them. Energetically, there's everything that's coming from that. Spiritually, you know, not to get all biblical on y'all here, but we are living through, you know, a time of spiritual war, if you will. And I think that there's so much to that, you know, that's not what this show's about. So I'll save that for maybe my ministry podcast when that gets going. But there's so much that we don't understand from our limited human perspectives about what's playing out in the cosmos and in the spiritual world and in the evolution of our universe, which is also constantly growing and expanding and evolving as we grow and expand and evolve. And so spiritually, there's a lot going on behind the scenes and behind the scenes of those scenes, right? There's like so many layers and dimensions to what's going on right now. And then we, of course, have the physical times. And by physical, I mean what is happening in this world. If you're in the U.S. where we are, I know every country's dealing with their own things. Here in the U.S., it's election season. We do not do politics here. I don't personally support that system at all. However, I save space for the fact that that massively impacts this country and that massively impacts the greater population. You know, just like many of these other systems that we look at and we talk about on the show, the political system as it is currently is there to divide. It's not serving us. I mean, look at the billions of dollars being given to fight wars. I certainly didn't agree to give my tax dollars to that. And so we really are just living through physically, the earth is changing, you know, natural disasters, the shifting of tectonic plates. A lot of people in our circle and our spiritual world are feeling that, are dreaming that. You know, there's just, I'm doing this kind of like up and down movement with my hands. There's a lot of movement in the inner earth, in the shifting of the plates and also shifting of people, shifting of leadership. We're really in a big shift. So you could look at this from a thousand different angles. The point here is we are living through really intense times. And so I just wanted to set that groundwork because however that's affecting you, whatever you believe, it's all welcome here. We're all sharing that common thread that in some way, shape, or form, it feels as if our entire world is changing and reorganizing.
These are some really wild times that we're living in right now. I've noticed within myself a lot of shifts happening, a lot of energy and movement and reprioritization that's necessary in my life. I've also noticed in a lot of friends and people close to us, there's massive transitions and changes in their lives from moving from one end of the country to the other, some friends moving out of the country, changes in relationships, changes in financial stability or jobs or whatever it may be. This time period is really about causing a shakeup in our existence and in our reality so that we can shake loose what's no longer serving us and step into this next phase of our evolution.
Yeah, that leads me perfectly to this next point here, which is what is to come? We have stayed really quiet on this show. I think the closest we've ever gotten to even remotely touching a lot of these topics like sovereignty and you could say conspiracy theories, though I really don't like that word, was I think with Mark Gober or Grant Presence. And, you know, we are very much into a lot of those things and we have a very awakened worldview. However, that's not what this show is about. The core intention of this show is to cultivate more love and consciousness. That is why we are here. However, in this episode, we're coming on here and we're authentically and vulnerably saying, like, we're going through it right here with y'all. We are feeling it physically, spiritually, this solar activity that's going on. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I think it's really important and it's not being talked about enough. Astrologically, we're coming to you today on the full moon. It's also a partial lunar eclipse. And it's the day that kicks off a really intense eclipse season. Not to mention just what is in the stars right now. There's just so much going on. And we would be remiss if we didn't come on here and authentically say, hey, with everything that's going on, we're feeling it. And here's a little bit about what might be to come, right? Obviously, none of us can say for sure. But I do think it's a little bit important to talk about those things. And it is uncomfortable. And if you're not as deeply tapped into a lot of these things as we are, some of these things may brush up against you. They may trigger you. And I would just invite you in this whole conversation to pause and ask what in yourself is asking to be loved, what is asking to be looked at, what belief may you be holding that maybe isn't serving your highest good anymore. Because the days of the collective, and by the collective I mean everyone on this planet, sticking their head in the sand and running the rat race and going to work and paying your taxes and escaping and then numbing out with consumerism, that isn't working anymore. And I have a sneaking suspicion, if you're listening to this, you don't want that life anyways, and you're aware of that. And if you're listening to this and you're not fully aware of it yet, I hope that this is a turning point for you and that you can start to see that coming up and facing these things and exploring and questioning things and dismantling belief systems and things that you were told because your parents were told, because their parents were told, and starting to be conscious free thinkers really is where we're headed. So what's to come? You know, I've looked at this from many angles and I've had a lot of premonitions and a lot of dreams. I know you've been having a lot of dreams. We know a lot of people who've been having dreams and premonitions. I think it really is going to be a really intense rest of the year. We could potentially see political collapse, civil war, world war. Those are very real possibilities. We could see economic collapse, financial collapse. I honestly would be absolutely floored if the dollar is still around much longer. There's also the physical of the earth. I think there's going to be a lot of natural disasters as Mother Earth purges and adjusts. You know, for everything we do to this planet, she has to course correct as well. And just like when you overload your bodies with toxins, you may experience vomiting and diarrhea symptoms to purge those toxins out. How do you think Mother Earth purges these things out? How do you think she moves energy around inside and on the surface? So I think that's going to be very real. And I also just think spiritually, it's already happening, a major awakening of hidden knowledge of things that we've been lied to about. It's kind of like this lifting of the veil. And so with that is going to come some really hard revelations for some people, you know, be it in the religious systems, the political systems, the education systems. I think those are going to be some really big ones of realizing what has been going on behind the scenes all along. Those are just some of the very general, bold things. One thing I really want to touch on in this episode, if this is not on your radar, is our sun. Our sun goes through cycles, and they're about 11 years, and then there's a solar maxim year, which is the end of the cycle, which is the peak of when it's its most active. And now we are in that year. We have had like low 50s, 50 something X class, which is kind of like the higher class solar flares this year. That's a lot. In case you're like, oh, what does that mean? That's a lot. What that means is our sun is more active. It's exploding more. And when that happens, they're called CMEs, coronal mass ejections, and it sends light, energy, plasma, light codes, heat, whatever you want to call it. It's actually all the above, to Earth. And when those reach us, those cause interruptions in things like satellites and cell towers and signals, and they come to our bodies. We are energetic, right? We have a heartbeat. It's an energetic instrument. We are spiritual. And so that energy coming in comes into our sphere, our aura, our bodies, and pushes out what's no longer serving us and upgrades our system, upgrades our consciousness. And that process can be really uncomfortable. And I really save space for, and I would love to invite some grace in here for a moment, that most of the world has no idea what's going on. Spiritually, energetically, consciously, they're still completely asleep and living in the matrix, living in the system, living in the rat race. Can you imagine going through all of these energetic, spiritual, solar, astrological times and not knowing about it? And having like detox symptoms or anxiety symptoms or whatever symptoms and not knowing where it's coming from. And so just an invitation for both yourself and others, the biggest thing we can do right now with our brothers and sisters in this world is have grace, because we're all going through it. Whether we know it or not, we're all being affected by this.
The most important thing to note here is that this is shared from a place of love. And while these times can be challenging, and growth, right? There's growing pains whenever there's growth. The times ahead, post this experience, are more beautiful than we can ever imagine. And so holding that as a guiding star, as a foundation in your heart that's rooted in love, is what's going to get us through the storm that is the storm that is in our path to get there. Because all of these things that don't serve us, that we've been holding on to, the traumas, the inner work, everything that has been pushed down has to come up because it can't come with us. And so we're being asked during this time to really hone in on the basics of our lives, of our spiritual practices, understanding our priorities, and ensuring that we are living from a place of love, and that we are spending our energy and attention on creating more love in this world, because that is what's needed most during these times.
It always comes back to love. Yeah, you know, love really is so desperately needed right now. And as we collectively awaken and grow and purge and expand and become aware of the world that we're living in, we have the opportunity to do something about it. And no matter where you are, no matter who you are, whether you're on day one or year 100 of your journey of consciousness and of love, I want to really just remind you that you have the power to change the world. You know, we talked about this in our last episode. You have the power to literally change the world just by changing yourself, just by choosing love. The energetic and spiritual implications of cultivating more love in your life reverberate out into the collective more than you can ever understand. And you have that power to choose differently, to not listen to the old programming, to turn the TV off, to when you feel yourself getting triggered by politics, take a deep breath, go out in nature, and make a different choice. The most important thing, I'm going to give some tips of really important things, but the most important theme that you can do right now is to keep your vibration up. Do not sink back down into the drama. Do not sink back down into the lower vibrational things. Be very mindful of what you're exposing your energy to right now, because energetically and spiritually, we are all so, so sensitive and vulnerable right now. And that's really been us right now, is it's just been this really deep time of cutting cords, closing off our container, tying up loose ends, saying no when it's a no. And I invite you to listen to our last episode. We talked about this a lot. My biggest pieces of advice as someone who has been on this journey for several years, full time, much of that journey, and who's really passionate about ascension and spiritual growth: grounding, nature, sun, be outside. Stop putting on sunscreen. You don't need it. It's toxic. Your body will adjust. You don't have to put chemicals on your body. The sun right now is your greatest ally, that light, that pure life force energy. If you look outside, I mean, I'm looking outside in Boston right now, but it's so bright out, right? Like, do you see that? Look at how much more light is entering this world. And we know source, right? The source, the one infinite light, like more of that source light is coming into this planet. And that's beautiful. So get out there and soak it up, because it's really good for your body. That vitamin D and God knows what else in that plasma. Getting your feet on the ground. You know, you hear about grounding and you hear about earthing, but just like really intentionally going out to Mother Earth, giving her love first and foremost, right? We want to give and receive. But also, she loves to take what's no longer serving us. There have been some moments where I'm having really intense, I mean, it would look almost like a panic attack, but it's not anxiety in that sense. The energy movement is so overwhelming, and I'm so sensitive and so tapped in that it consumes me. And literally all I can think to do is go put my hands or my feet or both out on the ground, look up to the sun, and just breathe. And I imagine all of that energy being sucked down through my feet into the earth. And it works. It's like the only thing I've found that works in those most intense moments. And lastly, water. I cannot stress this enough. We've lightly talked about it. make sure you are drinking high quality water. If you're drinking tap water, if you're drinking water that comes out of a little filter from your fridge or a Brita, it's not high quality water. Really, really high quality water right now. Mineralized, structured would be ideal. Drinking good quality water because you are water and water carries all of the life codes and water is what's cleansing us right now. We should be drinking significantly more than our normal daily intake. Our bodies need the water right now.
And also, it's so important to listen to your own intuition and your own inner guidance right now. Your body, your soul, it knows what's needed during this time as we prepare to enter into the winter. This time of fall where we take inventory of ourselves and what is in our field, what is around us, and we literally shed all those things that no longer serve. And so our bodies will let us know when it's time to rest, when it's time to be put into action. Our spirits know what's good for us, what's not helpful. And so really tune in and listen to your own inner guidance, because it's going to be different for everybody. You know, there are days where I feel alive and on fire and inspired to create, and my partner is in a mode of needing rest and really grounding in. And so being mindful of your needs and those around you and being able to really honor what everybody else needs during this time, as well as honoring yourself, because it really starts with honoring your own boundaries and your own needs. And by doing so, you have the capacity to honor others as well. Because when we're not honoring our own needs and experiences, we tend to not have that ability to honor other people's and step on other people's needs. And right now, it's just so important that everybody's needs are met. Everybody's cozy in their stockpile for the winter and are just sharing in an energy of love.
Two things you talked about that I want to touch on there. You talked about boundaries and you talked about stockpiling for the winter. And, you know, I gave a little bit of like spiritual advice on what you can do to prepare. And I think this is a really beautiful opportunity to share a little bit more of the like tangible physical things you can do to prepare. Before I touch on that, though, you talked about boundaries and it's probably like the most important thing right now. And I'm not just talking about physical boundaries. There are spiritual boundaries. There are energy boundaries. The armor of light exercise in the morning when you wake up, I would strongly advise anyone on this journey to be meditating first thing in the morning, at least twice a day if you can. However, in the morning when you first wake up, there's an exercise you can change and alter it to how it fits for you. But essentially, you are imagining yourself, visualizing yourself, putting on an armor of light, an armor of a golden bubble, an armor of something around you and your aura. So not just your body, make sure to extend it out 6 feet to your aura. A protective shield and barrier and bubble that what is going on out there is not welcome in this space, because that is really powerful and it really shows when we do and don't do it. I'm really struggling with remembering to do it these days. I usually remember halfway through the day and then I also have to do some clearing work with it. That leads me to my second point is clearing work with boundaries. You know, we said cutting cords, and that can look like a lot of things. It can be physical, it can be spiritual, it can be something you do in meditation. Being really mindful of where you have attachments to people, places, and things, and terminating the ones that are not serving you or that you no longer want. You can do a bunch of research on that and what resonates for you. But right now, that is so important, because as we are all kind of like, what is going on? You know, people that are maybe not as conscious as you, unbeknowing to them usually, and also, you know, there are entities that do it knowingly, are going to try and siphon and attach to lighter energy. Think of when a light turns into a room, right? All the bugs fly towards the light. That's a really good analogy. And so doing what you can to make sure your light bulb is clean and protected and you've got a shield around it and that no bugs are getting in. The other thing you mentioned was about stockpiling for the winter. You know, we are not like fear, doom, and gloom, the world's gonna end type people. We are very practical about what we think is going to happen. I've given a very light, like level one PG version of what I think is gonna happen, but I don't know what's gonna happen. And so there are things in addition to spiritually that you can do to be prepared right now. And I'm gonna disclaimer this with nothing that I say in the next few minutes is advice take what you will. I'm only saying what we are doing. I encourage you to do your own research and do what feels right for you, and know that whatever you do, it's going to be perfect. Even if it doesn't work out the way that you may want it to, it's going to be the lesson your soul needs to learn. With that being said, financially, we have completely exited the stock market. And I know there are people who feel differently and think that this is a time to buy. I personally have absolutely no faith in the dollar or American system, and I'm just not participating anymore. Almost all of our assets are tied up in either various cryptocurrencies diversified. We are invested in heavy metals, silver specifically. That is an incredibly smart investment right now because it is tying your money into an actual physical, tangible thing that is going to go way up. And when, if shit hits the fan and everything collapses, metals are going to be what people go back to trading. So those are some safe bets. Having cash on hand, you know, smaller bills, cash on hand, something on hand. And to be really frank, for us, we have left big banks. I don't want anything to do with the big banks. You know, you can try credit unions. Really, just having your money in banks right now in general is really risky, because the truth is the banks don't have your money. They're only required to hold less than 20% of what's on their books in physical cash. And so right now, if every single Chase customer went to a Chase bank and said, I want my money, well over 80% would be told, sorry, we don't have it. So just keeping in mind that there will be, you know, a panic, any of the things I mentioned, there's a plethora of possibilities, there will be a panic and people will rush to go try and get cash, and there isn't going to be any. So having cash on hand, get away from the big banks if you can. We should get away from them anyways because of a million other rabbit holes I could go down that this episode's not about. But those are some financial things you can do. What else? You know, if you want to stockpile food, I mean, if that makes you feel secure, I think that that's wonderful. We have a small stockpile in one of our back closets of like grains and beans and oats and rice and things that, you know, we can really stock in bulk that don't weigh a whole lot, that we can just have there should we ever need it, you know, keeping extra supplies on hand. Something that we've been really passionate about these days is Faraday bags. You can look into those. I believe it's a military technology, but it's essentially those bags where you can put things in and they are both cannot emit anything and they are safe from, and this would cover you in case of an EMP, in case of a solar storm, like we're expecting a big solar storm, anything like that. That's something to think about.
I think just really focusing on water, just having water on hand, is really important, because it can be challenging if you don't know where to find good water. You know, if water were ever to go out, if our grid were to go down for, you know, a short period of time, we've experienced that during an ice storm back in Milwaukee when we were living in Portland. Just this really like sobering experience of like, oh, we're actually really reliant on the systems around us. And if power went out for 9 days like it did at our house, you know, how would we live? How would we continue our daily functions and be safe and comfortable? And just maybe for like 30 days, just understand what would I need for me or for my family to live comfortably and be able to serve the people around us as well during these times when it's really unpredictable.
Yeah, definitely. I think these next 3 months are going to be wild. I don't know what we're going to see, friends. I don't know what's going to happen. I think if we can emotionally detach and just kind of watch it like a movie, you know, this is playing out in the field. That doesn't mean it has to be your experience, which leads us into this final part here, which is don't be scared. Don't go into the fear. No matter what they, and I use they very loosely because they can be a plethora of things, try to throw at us, don't sink into fear. Choose love. The opposite of fear is love. We are all about love here. Love immediately polarizes and terminates. Think of like when you've been in these moments, in say you've ever had a conflict or any type of high intensity moment, and you've come and you've kind of put your ego aside and you've given your full and authentic unconditional love. It shatters the moment, right? It shatters the other person's ego, because you can't have fear in the presence of love, right? It's the super old saying, like, you can't smash out hate with hate, you can only smash it out with love. And it's so true. And so no matter what comes, no matter what happens in this world, politically, spiritually, technically, financially, with the earth, just know it's all happening for our highest good. And if you can choose love through it, if you can lean on whatever connection you have to the divine, whatever you call that, lean on God, source, creator, lean on yourself. You are a powerful creator. You are an infinite, powerful expression of the divine. You can choose your experience in any moment. Unplug from what's going on out there, because it doesn't have to be going on in here. And what's going on in here is reflected out there. And so just cultivate your peace, cultivate more love, cultivate more faith, cultivate more consciousness in your life, and everything is going to be just fine.
And rest in that knowing that when we are living from a place of love and authentically here to hold that frequency, God, source, creator watches over us and protects us and divinely guides us. I have lost count of the amount of times that we have been divinely protected and guided on this journey, from connections that we've made to being safe in our travel vehicle to the very sheer fact that we've never not had a place to stay during this entire journey. Know that when you're living from a place of love, you are already taken care of. And so prepare as you feel you need to prepare, as you feel called to, but don't stress about it. Don't turn that preparation into another sense of fear or anxiety of, do I have enough food? Do I have enough water? Am I prepared enough? It's less about the physical preparation than it is about the spiritual preparation, because we will be provided for when you walk in faith. Even if you feel like you don't have enough stuff prepped, know that it will be given to you in just the right time as you need it. You're always taken care of. We are always loved.
We are always loved, and we are sending you so much love. We are cultivating so much love in this partnership. This last 3 weeks has been a huge turning of a leaf for us in cultivating love and affection and intimacy and tenderness. And just know it's all going to be just fine, friends. Everything is going to work out exactly according to the divine plan. We are taken care of. Just keep sending love. Send love to everything you don't agree with. Send more love to everything that triggers you. Send love to everyone that you feel has wronged you. Just send love. Send love to those world leaders that you don't agree with. Send love to the religions you don't agree with. Send love to everything in your life that isn't in love. And just keep creating more love, because that's how we're going to make it out of this. And we will make it out of this together. As one big consciousness, one family, we are all one, and we are all of that love, and this is the process of getting us back to it. And most importantly, love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle to this magnificent miracle of a body that you have. Be kind to your heart. Be kind as you navigate and purge and release and heal and transmute trauma and energy and things that aren't serving you. Be kind to our Mother Earth. Be kind to your friends, your loved ones, your family. Just choose love, friends, and everything is going to be just fine.